Hi there. I'm Marissa Santoro, founder of In Our Shoes, inourshoes.com, and the Gutsy Leadership System. Welcome. Today's topic, I would like to address really a common question that I'm asked by the professionals that I coach and or train on. And this is also something that that I've also experienced when I was working in the corporate world, in corporate America. And I think it's worth discussing and opening up, especially if you are feeling that you are not as well recognized or maybe not at all recognized and appreciated for the role and the value that you hold right now. Perhaps you're like many people who have said to me, you know what, Marissa, I do my job really well. I may not be 100% perfect at it, but I'm damn good. And you know, I've had a lot of experience. I've gained the skills. I've gotten the training. Maybe you've even gotten certified. You get along with colleagues. You know, you've sort of checked all the boxes, and yet you are not being put up for promotion. You're not getting the recognition you deserve. Or worse, maybe you see colleagues and peers that are moving along, and there you are feeling stagnant. Now, I'm addressing right now the intrapreneurs out there, but this also applies even as an entrepreneur. You know, I worked with small business owners that say, you know what, I don't feel like my clients are appreciating me. They're not giving me feedback. Therefore, it must be negative feedback, right? No feedback could be perceived as negative, or potentially, you know, people don't want to work with me. So it goes both ways. So let me just help you make a mindset shift here, a gutsy mindset shift. As you know, gutsy leadership is all about resisting the urge to respond and react to what's in front of you using all five senses, and instead leaning into your gut, that self-awareness gene, that self know thyself gene, where, you know, the more you get to know yourself and lean into what's showing up, the more you can create a new and different set of results or a new outcome. So, you know, when we're talking about, you know, this type of situation where you don't feel recognized and or advanced or promoted, I'd like you to ask yourself, is it possible that you are flying under the radar versus over the radar? Now, you know, that's a tricky one because I hear a lot of people say I'm out there. You know, I do make myself visible, and I'm not really asking on a visibility level. You know, you are checking the boxes, but aren't those boxes all rooted in the doingness of your career, all the doing that you've been doing? Yes, I've been doing this. I followed the script. I do my work. I make my deadlines. And that's great. You have to do that. But it's really, and this is from a gutsy leadership perspective, it's the beingness. So let's go back to the person that I introduced, I don't know, a year or two ago. Her name was called Liz. I had a lot of feedback on Liz. She was our model professional that I introduced on some of who experiences many of the challenges that, you may experience in your shoes as well. So I'd like you to just, I'd like to just share her story and see if this resonates at all. And if you still feel like you are flying over the radar enough. Liz is the type of professional that, like you, has done everything that she believes she could do in her career, technically, functionally, business-wise, and has checked all the boxes from a doing perspective. But there is one thing that Liz does not and has not done or enjoys doing, and that's being the person to press code red. To press code red and be the bearer of bad news, that messenger of bad news when things go south, when there's a snafu. And the reason that Liz doesn't like to do that is because she's very much tied to, unconsciously, on some deeper level, that a likability gene. Right? So it's not that easy for her to raise her hand, speak up in the middle of a project or a situation or circumstance, or even in a meeting there where she doesn't where she disagrees but doesn't feel, you know, qualified and validated enough to disagree. Or maybe she does feel qualified, but she doesn't want to rock the boat. She doesn't want to stir the waters. Now, from a gutsy leadership perspective, Liz's choice to say and do nothing is actually going to cost her more later on. It would actually help her lose her credibility with her team and her management when her name is passed around for promotions. Now, again, this isn't a blame game, or it's an awareness game. Okay, so I just want you to see if you resonate at all with that. A lot of times we fall into a mode of radio silence. Now, I know that you've experienced radio silence from the other side of the spectrum where you're looking to hear back from someone, or you're sending an email and they haven't gotten back to you, or they owe you something, a deadline, a project, an approval, an answer. Sometimes it's as little as an answer. And the radio silence, it gets us every time, right? But there's also the radio silence which you're emanating as well, right? So let's turn this around a little bit. This could manifest where you now are being perceived as someone who does not care enough about your role. And why is that? Well, possibly because you're not raising the yellow flags where necessary. Here's a little tidbit. Sometimes, your leadership is not only looking for what you are doing, but also for what you are not agreeing to and what you are pushing back on and where you are setting boundaries, right? So, you know, I talk a lot about this in the training and coaching program called Speaking Without Apology. And this really relates to that because it's really giving yourself permission to talk about the things that have to get fixed, right? Talk about the cleanup that has to be done, or the legacy processes or functions or people that have to go, right? Now, here's the risk to not speaking up. Here's the risk to not rocking the boat. You can also be perceived as someone who's passive, someone who likes to sit on the fence, someone who likes to avoid making a decision versus answering that clear call to action, right? From your gut, which you know when things are not working right, or you know even before the iceberg hits that something will potentially cause that crash. And yet, you know, you're staying silent, the radio silence. Now, I have seen in meetings firsthand where people have been called out after that crash, after that iceberg happens, where, you know, they're questioned, they're in the spotlight, and they're asked, well, didn't you think that that was relevant enough to share with us before we got to, you know, this current circumstance and predicament that we're now facing, right? And that's also about taking 100% responsibility and recognizing, well, you know, it really wasn't my role. It wasn't my position. It wasn't my job. But should I have said something? Should I have at least waved the white flag before it became a red flag? It's not our intention as professionals, as professionals of integrity, I'll just add that, it's not our intention to go to work every day and sweep some key relevant information under the rug, right? You don't get up in the morning to say, you know what, I'm just not going to mention that. I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen, ignore the yellow alerts. I realize that that's not what you're about. However, you know, there are in the world of leadership and management, right? A lot of times people don't always feel that they have the power to do anything about a problem, possibly because it doesn't fall under their responsibility. Someone else is responsible, possibly because they've been burned before, right? There's all types of reasons why people stay silent. But really, you know, this work, and let's just go back to Liz. Liz would have to go towards taking going from a not on my watch attitude, right, to acting in spite of and raising the flags and alerting everyone versus keeping things agreeable and making no waves at all. And let's just be fair and honest, avoiding that fear of looking foolish, which is always, you know, at the heart of when we do not act, right? Some level of fear. In this case, it would be a fear of looking foolish. In other cases, it's a fear of rejection. In other cases, it's a fear of failure. Now, gutsy leadership is very much focused on communication, and not just in terms of words, in terms of how we write, how we show up, our body language, right? But people can feel that, you know, and even though you're checking the boxes, even though you're doing everything on paper that you're supposed to be doing, I'm asking you to shift it and expand into another level as a leader that you are. And that is in the beingness and acting in spite of what's in front of you, in spite of that urge to just stay quiet, be comfortable, know that, you know, believe, a thought is a belief that you just think over and over and over again, and subscribing to a belief that, you know what, I can't really make a difference anyway. I'm not going to make a change or an impact here. So I'm just going to let that go, right? Now, here's the deal. We don't always, as humans, right? We don't always give weight, right? Any weight to the message that we're sending by saying and doing nothing, right? By saying and doing nothing. So being present in a meeting, hearing priorities, understanding the challenges, understanding the roadblocks, chiming in with your opinions, right? You walk away with an armful of new ways in which you can be impactful. But sometimes being impactful really does necessitate making waves and saying the things that nobody else in the room wants to hear and being, you know, respectful to agree to disagree. So as a homework exercise, a gutsy homework exercise, as you know, as your coach, I like to give some homework, some action items. How can you, in your own way, own your authority as the professional expert that you are with your clients by sharing your concerns? And if you're an entrepreneur or small business owner and your clients have shared some concerns about their life or, you know, circumstances that's happening, and you don't want to be the bearer of bad news and tell them, look, you know, this is staring you in the face. You're not seeing it, but you need to see it. Sometimes it's also holding up the mirror as well. And you don't have to be a coach or you don't have to be a trainer like I am to do that. People really respect you and crave, are really screaming for that level of honesty. If it's appropriate for you to say and you feel right about it. Obviously everything has to feel natural and intuitive. And that's really where I want you to live and play. The more you lean into that inner voice, which is behind the mind, right? It's not our mind. It's behind the mind. It's the mind behind the mind, if you will. That's your true voice. That's your true spirit. And the more you can trust it and just wing it if you need to in a meeting or in a conversation or at lunch and just say what you need to say. Sometimes we've said, how many times have we ever been even at dinner with someone and then all of a sudden you said something that you can't believe your lips actually uttered those words, but they came out. Why? Because they were just sitting there, right, waiting. And I know you know, if you're like me, you wanted to take them back, but you can't. And that's usually at a point where our intuition is, really reached its max and it's just sitting there and it's waiting in the wings. So give yourself permission to talk about what's not being talked about. You will be more visible in an even different way, right? What should be escalated? Who should step up more and take on more responsibility? Gutsy leadership is going against the grain when your opinion, right, is likely the only one that shouts out the elephant in the room, right? And we need more people to shout out the elephants in the room. You will quickly elevate yourself in small little ways, tweaking, your own methods based on what I'm sharing here. In small ways, it could be picking up the phone and saying, asking someone, why was the deadline pushed up or, rolled back? How can I support you? I hear you need some help. Could even be offering some support to someone that you normally feel like can handle things on their own, but you just thought you'd lend a helping hand. It could be anything. Don't risk your own reputation by being perceived as someone who is afraid to act. Okay? You risk being that someone who speaks only when spoken to. This is not an exact science. This is not based on academic research. This is based on proven practical experience, right? By not just myself, but by so many hundreds of professionals, right? If you look at good and great leaders, right? You act when nobody else wants to act in that direction, right? You see the blinking yellow alerts and you actually do something and you move to action. And let's be fair. This isn't even just about your career. Gutsy leadership is about the holistic you. I focus on career and business leadership, but really this is about the holistic you. And how we show up in our work lives is really not that whole different as we show up in our family and our personal lives, right? If you look at things that you may have swept under the rug with your children, if you have kids, with your partner or your spouse or your family, your siblings, your parents, what things are you sweeping under the rug there where you're not being taken seriously? You might be respected or admired, but you're not feeling like you're really being taken seriously in that relationship. So that's really what the beauty of this work is. It's really living your most your fullest potential in every way. And don't be surprised. I mean, this is how it works. You are the same being, right? The same being. So how you show up at work and making these small little tweaks, as I shared with you, has a huge and exponential impact on how you show up at home. All right. So I look forward to hearing some of the little tweaks that you can make where you're moving and shifting away from the doing. I'm not saying to drop the doing, because you're going to keep doing what you're doing, right? And you keep on doing that. That's all right. But I want you to move into the beingness now, and being that gutsy leader who speaks beyond being asked when spoken to, beyond being asked that question and only responding when asked a question. Someone who creates the conversation, someone who creates the questions, right? The questions that no one's asking, the questions that no one's seeing, the person who sees the blind spots that no one else is, you know, voicing. Start shifting in that direction and then come back to me and tell me, Marissa, are you still not getting those advancements? Are you still not feeling appreciated and acknowledged and getting that recognition? Then come back to me and let me know how that has come to the surface for you. I'd love to hear from you. As always, reach out to me at marissa@inrshoes.com. That's marissa@inrshoes.com, inrshoes.com. All right. I will talk to you soon. Bye now.